Good morning, boys and girls. I brought something with me, and if one of you can tell me what it is, you can have it. What is this?
Some kind of
squash. It's a squash, right, Benjamin?
Yeah.
Do you know what kind of squash?
A star squash. That looks different.
Well, I'm told this is a summer squash, and when we checked on the internet, we think it's called a patty pan squash. I see some nodding heads. Okay, good. Here, you can have it. It's actually quite good. We have a little garden along the side of our house, and we planted some onions and beets and potatoes, strawberries, and some grapes. We did not plant any squash. And as we were taking care of the garden, watering it, I noticed this plant growing right in the middle. And I wondered, what is that? Didn't look like a weed, but it kept growing. And it got bigger and bigger, and then I realized this is a squash. And I thought, well, we had made some compost, you know, taken some garbage and mixed it in the dirt so that it would be like fertilizer. And I thought, well, maybe there was a seed in some of our garbage that was a squash. But we had, it just kept growing. And pretty soon it has taken over practically the whole garden. And when those squash began coming out, we thought, we have never seen this before, ever. We've never eaten this. Where did this plant come from? We didn't plant it. And we just decided, I guess God wanted us to have some patty pan squash. And so we've been picking it and enjoying it. We don't know where it came from. And it's just grown, and it's full all over the garden now. And you know, boys and girls, that's what God does. He can help you to grow and grow and grow and be a blessing to everybody around you. All it takes is for you to let Jesus and his love be in your heart like a seed, and that seed will grow bigger and bigger and stronger. And you can be a blessing to everybody around you. We have so many patty pan squashes that we've been giving them away to people, and there's still more than we can eat. And every time I pick some, I go the next day and it looks like there are more. And I don't know when it'll stop. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger, and I see more flowers and more squash. But that's how it is with Jesus' love. As long as you keep praying and reading your Bible and loving him, his love will just keep growing and growing and growing inside of you, and it'll never stop. And you can keep sharing that love, and the more you share that love, the more you'll have. Will you pray with me? Dear Jesus, thank you so much for your love for us. Thank you for each one of these boys and girls. And I pray that you will help them so that they will let you and your love always be in their hearts. And that love will grow bigger and stronger every day so that they can grow closer to you and be a blessing to everybody around them. Bless them and their families. I pray in your name. Amen. Thank you.